Dear friends, Jesus has some very strong words for the Pharisees today. The Pharisees in today's gospel, their principal error is that they're simply going through the motions. Notice what the Pharisees criticize Jesus for. They criticize Jesus' disciples because they eat their meals without washing their hands before, something that was required by the law of Moses. And so Jesus calls out their hypocrisy. And he says that from these same people who are so concerned with the washing of hands, from their hearts come evils such as malice, deceit, impurity. What Jesus wants to teach his disciples and what he wants to teach us, it's that it's not from those external things, like what we eat or whether or not we wash our hands before we eat our meals. It's not those external things that separate us from God, but what separates us from God is what comes from within, what comes from the human heart. And so in today's gospel, Jesus wants to focus on the human heart. Now, it's very significant. In Scripture, whenever we talk about the heart, we're talking about the center of the human person, okay? The very core of who we are. When Jesus talks about the heart of a man or a person, he's talking about their very core, their very self. It's from our heart that our emotions rise up. Love, anger, jealousy, compassion. And it's also our heart that is the source of what we think, what we feel, what we choose. Our conscience, when we know the difference between right and wrong. So when Jesus refers to our heart, he's talking about all those things. It's in our heart. That's where a person makes the decision to respond to God or to resist him. And so Jesus wants to challenge the Jews of his day, saying that they were simply going through the motions, that they praised God with their lips, he says. They did everything they were supposed to do externally, but internally, they were not engaged. Their hearts were not in it. For instance, Jesus says in the gospel today, he says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." The Psalms also speak of this. If we go to the book of the Psalms, the Psalms say, "They blessed with their mouth, but they cursed in their heart." Another psalm says, "They flattered him with their mouths. They lied to him with their tongues. Their heart was not steadfast toward him. They were not true to his covenant." And so, friends, this leads us to ask us a very important question. And that is, especially, where are our hearts at Sunday Mass? Why do we come to Mass faithfully every Sunday? For some, it's out of a sense of obligation, right? Obeying the third commandment, I want to keep the Lord's Day holy. For others, it's because deliberately missing Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin and they don't want to go to hell. While both of these are true, Jesus does not want us to be like the Jews of his day, who honored God with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. No, the reason we should come to Mass every Sunday, friends, the reason that we come is because we love the Lord. If we are only here out of a sense of obligation or fear of committing a mortal sin, then where will our hearts be? Our hearts then will be in that same place as the Israelites. We will praise God with our lips. We will sing the mass parts and the hymns and participate, but our hearts may be far from God. But if we are here because we love the Lord, if we get up and because I want to adore the Lord, I want to worship God, then our hearts will be engaged. Then our worship, our adoration will be very pleasing to the Lord. Because what happens here at Sunday Mass, friends, is much more than an empty ritual. It's much more than standing, sitting, kneeling, singing. You know, this kind of like Catholic gymnastics, right? It's not that at all. While those external things are, sure, they're important, and it helps us to worship God bodily, yes, when our hearts are engaged, when we mean what we say and we think about what we say and what we sing, it's then that Mass becomes a personal encounter with Jesus, leading to a transformation of our lives. This is what Jesus wants us to experience. Right? Because we all desire to get something out of Mass, don't we? To take something away from it. But the best way to do this is not to focus on what do I get out of it, but to ask ourselves, where is my heart during Mass? Is it focusing on maybe what I'm going to have for lunch or on the rest of my plans for Sunday afternoon? I have good friends of another parish. They have a little boy going into the third grade. And he came up to his mom one day. True story, it just happened last week. Goes up to his mom and says, "Mom, I think I'm going to give up Legos for a week." And his mom said, "Why?" He said, "Because the only thing I think about in Mass is what I'm going to build next." But that boy gets it. He's like, my heart was, I'm sure, he's a third grader. He just received his first Holy Communion. He understands what happens at Mass and what it should be. He recognized that his heart was not engaged and that he needed to remove that obstacle so that he could put his heart into it. And so during Mass, where are our hearts? Or where should they be? Where should they be? During the penitential rite, that very beginning of Mass, when we say, "I confess to Almighty God," where is my heart? My heart is confessing that I am a sinner, that I'm unworthy of God's love and His grace. During the liturgy of the Word, God is speaking to me. Words of truth, words of salvation, words that will get me to heaven. During the offertory, when I'm preparing the gifts, where are our hearts? They should be placing our intentions on this altar with the bread and wine to be offered to God. Placing on this altar with the bread and wine your families, your intentions, everything that you need to pray about. Place it here on this altar, because then it will too be offered to God. During the Eucharistic prayer, where is my heart? Christ is offering himself in sacrifice to the Father. And during Holy Communion, Jesus comes to make his dwelling within us, to make our hearts like his own. Cardinal Newman, Blessed John Henry Newman, he described prayer as a heart speaking to heart. He described prayer with the words heart speaking to heart. On the cross, the heart of Jesus Christ was pierced with a lance by the soldier, remember, on Good Friday. And when that soldier pierced the heart of Jesus with a lance, blood and water gushed forth. That heart, is the human heart of God. Imagine that. God has a human heart in Jesus. And that is the heart that loves you more than you can imagine, that poured out his love for you. And so when our hearts are engaged at Mass, filled with loving the Lord, filled with adoration and worship, it is then that we encounter the Lord, that we encounter him personally, and that our hearts love and is transformed by his grace. May it be so. Amen.